You might also consider rating yourself against the expectations of your members or wider organisation. In this sense, you could think of your network as a service provider and use models which assess your service quality. Rater is an example of this, as detailed in the book Delivering Quality Service, which uses a gap analysis across the five areas of reliability, assurance, tangibles, empathy, and responsiveness. These are listed in your worksheet, where you can reflect on your desired future state, your current position, and the actions you want to take as a result. For reliability, you might assess how resilient your network is. How often do you communicate? Are your committee roles all filled and active? Do you offer your members what is promised or what they expect? For assurance, do you have the skills, experience, and resources to properly execute your strategy? Do key stakeholders trust in your ability and impact? Does your network offer a safe and supportive environment? Tangibles relate to proven impact. How many examples of practical outputs do you have? Are they the measurements you expected, or did they provide other learnings? Are your communications around this up to date and accurate? Empathy is obviously an important aspect for network leadership and good community building, but how are all your relationships? Does conflict still play a part with other stakeholders? Do people genuinely care about your network, or is it just seen as best practice? And how responsive are you? Do you take feedback on board and create actions as a result? Are these actions then visible so people can understand the value of offering feedback? Are you easy to talk to as a network if you're not a member? If you discover room for improvement when you conduct this exercise, think about how you can test progress in future and show the relevance of asking your target audience for this input. If this is your first time asking for feedback about your network, you may want to start small with the test audience before expanding your sample size so that you can refine your questions for better quality feedback.